Hello and welcome to the Reel to Rank podcast, the podcast that ranks your favorite film franchises one movie at a time. I'm Devin Specht, and with me as always is my brother Dayton.
Hey, howdy, everybody.
And today, you requested it, we listened to, there was ones of people requesting 1995's James Cameron's Avatar.
Yeah, the phone was just ringing off the hook. It was just one guy who was like, 1995's James Cameron's Avatar, please. And we said, you know what? We've never seen that before, so we better.
And you know, James Cameron, legend, visionary director, bringer of joy, and also the abyss.
Sinker of the Titanic.
Yep. Just him. Yeah, actually, in the 1900s. He did it.
he did the whole thing.
He's very method.
That's so fucking method. I never. I'm gonna be the cause of this event. That method.
I have a time machine. I'm gonna sink the Titanic.
I'm gonna become an iceberg.
Be the Titanic. That'll show the fuckers.
Take that, White Star Line.
James Cameron's been the architect of all of mankind's folly.
he's all for to create entertainment. Yeah.
And
he had a science fiction vision. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened.
I feel like when you have the interplay of so many different things, you have that creative vision there. You can just make an hour and 20 minutes just feel like an eternity happened.
It's just like 4 hours and 3 minutes or whatever.
It feels, you know, this movie has all of the characteristics of a wait at the DMV.
Yeah. It's got...
It's like...
It's got waiting around. It's got, you know, meaningless dialogue, paperwork...
A love story at the heart of it, just like you.
When you're at the DVD.
You know, they got a love story that's built on lust, mostly.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, honestly. Magical wind. There's a lot of magical wind here.
Yeah.
I had a lot of questions about the magical wind.
I had a lot of questions about the magic tree.
I did too, because at first you think is Nefertiti or Neytiri, main lady, she like having some sort of brain damage going on, but no, I guess it's just a full
Jake
on.
Jake Sully,
yeah,
Jake Sully. Maybe it's a fully ado. Maybe it's because they spent so much time around a space raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I don't know what he is. Space hummingbird and a space raccoon.
That's what they are. Maybe it bit the shit out of them and they have rabies.
Just, yeah.
Pandora.
He is
space
way
rabies.
Too friendly to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm no space biologist.
Well, it's an alien raccoon, you see. It's like, well, it's not like Rocket. Rocket's a regular raccoon.
Rocket's a regular raccoon that goes to space.
Yeah.
He is a normal space raccoon, and this is a fantastical space raccoon that eats their future hardtack.
It's true. Loves hardtack, which means you know it's really fictional.
No one.
Nothing.
Mankind or ever has ever been like, oh boy, hardtack.
Those fucking goddamn stony biscuits.
Yeah, because, of course, he has to have a maw, like a fucking bear trap, to actually devour space hardtack, which, of course, in the future, we have hardtack again.
Well, it's like it's the future time period of 1604, you see.
The space future. Pandora is space Virginia. Mm-hmm. Everyone's always said it.
It's when you look at it, you're like, yep, Virginia.
Space Virginia.
Space Mountain Mama.
Take me home. Yeah, so you gotta just dive right in.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, I mean, our movie begins with just a glorious cinematic shot of everyone loading up the ship and singing about how they're going to kill some aliens.
They're going to get them. They're going to get them, you see. We're going to go to this new world, Pandora. We're going to set up shop. We're going to get all the stuff that we want. We're going to fend off those blasted heathens.
Yeah, and we got a guy that looks, like, at first glance, looks like a mix of Milo from Atlantis and the Treasure Island kid.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, our treasure planet.
Played by Christian Bale.
Yeah, wow, never
crazy.
Thought it.
Crazy. Yeah. Thomas. And Thomas is this young space sailor's name.
Space sailor. He's a shitty space sailor and he's a shitty space soldier.
He sucks at everything in space.
In space. And, yeah, they're talking about how they're going to have, you know, Jake Sully, their fearless commander or whatever he is. What does he do?
Oh, you did know, they... he's like a pathfinder. He's, you know, he goes there, he kills the natives and...
It seems like he's done this before.
Oh, multitudes of times.
Yeah, and I have to say, gosh, you guys are cozying up to genocide a little bit. Our hero seems awful okay with all of this wanton destruction in the name of gold. Or unobtainium. Unobtainium.
Unobtainium. See, they're good. Which Miles Korich is digging for unobtainium. That's the reason why the Space Virginia Company is going to Pandora.
To Space Virginia. This is so dumb.
James Cameron's a visionary, Devin. This is all, you know.
It's all part of the plan.
It's all part of the framework and the narrative.
This is what you sons of bitches paid all that money for.
That guy was dialing that phone. Yeah.
And this is what everybody and their mom decided that they needed to see in 4K 3D for all of time. And then wait 20 or some odd, like, way too goddamn long to make a sequel, and even though no one fucking talks about it, everyone drops everything and goes to fucking see it, because I feel like, in addition to sinking the Titanic, James Cameron made a pact with the devil. Which
method,
is the only
say.
Way. He's a method. Yeah. Maybe that's what caused it. Maybe that was part of the pact. It had to destroy the one thing he loved more than anything else. That would take it from him.
Mm-hmm.
The Space Titanic.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're all singing a lovely little ditty about how they're going to go to Pandora for glory, gold, and unobtainium. I think they really need to work on their...
the rhyme scheme, but whatever. You know, it's a cheery enough tune.
It's, you know, as far as ditties go about killing people, it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw a whistle while you work.
Avatar has a lot of really good music in it.
You know, a lot more musical numbers than I was expecting.
Didn't expect that many musical numbers. Did not expect that many musical numbers. I was expecting a whole lot of different stuff to happen based on the trailers that I saw. But when I watched it, man, it was completely different.
I mean, this movie has everything. It has magic.
Mm-hmm.
It has... different colored leaves, which is how you know you're in a new world. They don't make leaves like that.
Never seen leaves like that in normal England.
Yeah. Blue leaves? Better kill everyone here.
Yeah. Better cut down these trees.
It has a pug.
Yeah.
Who starts out evil and then redeems himself.
I guess. Or, you know, has like a... He turns from...
He has a whole fucking arc.
Yeah, he's the most dynamic character in the whole piece.
That says a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That does say a lot.
And, yeah, but that's okay, because, you know, Jake Sully and the whole crew of, I believe, four people, because, and a governor.
Yeah.
Because we don't see anybody else out there.
Yeah. Like four named people. They're the space colonists.
They got names?
I guess. You know, they're you know, they have actors. That's what I was going to mean.
Yeah, no, that's, their background.
Mm-hmm. One of them is Billy Connolly.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because they're going to go out there and they're going to go to Pandora and they're going to settle Cameron's town.
That's even worse.
Yeah, I thought it was a terrible name.
Well, but they contemplated calling it Jamestown, but then they were like, oh, there's so much baggage with that. You know, are we just repeating history?
I mean, before that, the spaceship hits a space storm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Rocky.
Our boy Thomas.
Rocky sees up in space.
Flings out of the airlock. And they're just like, fuck it, ditch him.
He's gone. He's lost.
All is lost.
We can't. He's one of the ones with names. He's gone.
He's gone. He's gone, sir.
But Jake Sully.
Jake Sully's going after him because he knows that that is 1/4 of the named characters on this ship.
He's got plot relevance, you see. So yeah, and Jake Sully dives into the space sea.
Yeah, the sea of stars, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, armed with nothing but a space tether, and grabs him. Reel him in through space.
It's real. Nearly drowns, they both do.
The space asphyxiation.
Space. The space water.
Yeah, all that space there.
It's like Treasure Planet.
Yeah. Oh, man. We should do Treasure Planet.
Treasure Planet is, Treasure Planet's fucking weird and kind of stupid, but it's a really interesting retelling of Treasure Island. I do like it.
You know, stuff actually happens, and I can remember most of it, which says a lot more about it.
Right.
Than the subject of today's.
I always found that one really neat, though, because they just do away with, like, because it is set in space, but they just do away with the whole, like, they're like 18th century ships.
Yeah, no, they have sails.
Yeah.
What of it?
Yeah, big and they just treat it as like, oh, fucking whatever. Yeah, I love it. It's just no rules. Really cool. Yeah, watch Treasure Planet.
It's the best adaptation of Treasure Island since the Muppets did it.
Yeah, it is a pretty good adaptation of Treasure Island.
I wasn't kidding.
Treasure
Island.
Solid movie.
Jim.
I think that's Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the voice of the main guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, we should get back to Avatar.
Avatar, yeah. So, Jake Sully rescuing in space, you know, because there's a space cannon that also becomes...
Like, dislodged.
Yeah, because, you know, you're going to roll up in there, you're just going to start firing pick cannonballs at the planet. It's going to be like, you see that over there? Fuck them.
Take it down.
Take it all out. We're going to fire at that thing out of the horizon.
We're going to demolish that flora and fauna.
You know, the trees talk there, or at least one.
Yeah, at least one tree.
One cursed spirit.
Yeah, one freakish life tree.
Yeah.
I don't understand that tree.
Yeah. And, but they got their, the commander there. He's like, oh, you saved him from going overboard in space. Weird.
Good work, Jake Sully.
Jake Sully is, you know, he's the best there is at what he does. And what he does is, genocide, mostly. What they call savages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Manabi. Fred, Ben, kill them all.
Gotta get them all. Get all them savages.
The fucking Wonder Years, hate it.
Take
Boy Meets World, hate it.
Yeah. I'll bury you next to Topanga, you fuck.
Don't fucking tempt me. Yeah, he's got like an evil dog and his own little like camp, aide-de-camp. Aide-de-camp. There you go.
Yeah.
He aids in the camp. There's not enough camp.
No. But he's pretty campy, though.
He adds a lot of camp.
Yeah.
I don't ever get his name.
I don't remember. I don't think he has one.
No, that's the problem with this. You know, this majesty of the movie is that you don't need to know names.
Yeah, you really just need to know, like, the main the main two, vibe. Three people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, they get in there and they're gonna talk about how much they're gonna, you know, kill the natives and get all their unobtainium, and live like a king. Yep. All by themselves with no women, because they didn't bring any of that.
Well, you know, they're just breaking ground on this colony. They got to sail back to normal England to get those, you know, regular, not space women. I don't know.
Space women are the yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, in the New World,
Pandora,
a lot of horn blowing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a time of peace. Warring factions brought together.
It's a time of peace with warring factions.
they you know, because they're a much more peaceful one, more with nature, which is why they've killed the other people across the way.
Yeah,
and war's over.
Yeah, they won. They made peace.
Yeah,
there was no peace before, so now they made peace.
Yeah, right? They love peace.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we get the main daughter of the leader there of our group of people.
Yep.
And she's, you know, just doing what she does, hanging outside on top of cliffs.
Living her best life.
Just the wind and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really taking it in.
Wind, it speaks to the Na'vi.
Yeah, and then she just decides to swan dive off the top of it.
She played Assassin's Creed. She was like, let me try this out. I don't see any hay, though.
Yeah, and then like, and then goes all the way down. Because her friend, who has black eyes, like a doll.
Creepy eyes.
She does. The good old, what's her name? Because I never caught her name.
Tacoma.
Tacoma?
Yeah, yeah.
Like she's a Toyota truck?
Well, no, like she's from Washington.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. She, like, stays down a really long time. And it's like, hey, you alive?
Did you drown?
This is going to be an awkward conversation back home. And then tips a canoe like she's fucking George Harrison.
Yeah.
Or William Henry Harrison. There George Harrison would be a Beatle.
That would be fucking weird. What are you, man? Talk about the British invasion. Am I right?
Yeah, right. Hey, up top.
Woo! Yeah.
Tip of canoes. No Tylers.
Yeah.
He's out.
Yeah.
We're out on Tyler.
No Tylers.
But yeah, they're like, hey, isn't this all wacky and fun? There's nothing that could disturb this peace. We have the most peaceful peace.
Yeah. This is the biggest, most peaceful peace we ever could have peaced out.
Peace out.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back, and the chief's like, yep, this is great news. We've declared peace. here's the best warrior. He's strong, like
Coco.
Space bear. Coco cub.
Yep.
And it was like, this is Coco. You better beware of Coco.
Coco, beware.
No, that's if you're warning him. You beware of Coco. And they give him like claw marks on his chest, so now he's Coco Beware.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's looking at him like, oh, man, he's great. He's hot Coco.
Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, fuck.
And they're like, you know, what was the name of the chief's daughter? I fucking missed it.
Natiri.
Natiri, yeah, you gotta marry Coco.
Yeah, Coco be ready to get married to you.
He's you know, he's asked.
I think he asked. He didn't really move his face much. He's a very taciturn man.
He stood out there next to the cigar store.
Jesus.
And Oh, man, what a terrible fate that befalls Coco.
Yeah.
He's my favorite character.
Is he?
He has so much depth. He's like a wading pool.
Yeah.
It's
like barely an inch of depth, but depth it is.
He's just, you know, he's got a lot going on. He's stern.
Yeah. And he likes Neytiri.
See? These are all good things.
Yeah, these are all qualities in a person that you should know about. That when they make their sudden and inevitable demise happen, that you should feel bad.
I mean, yeah, when you lost Coco, I felt
who
just moved, not far, but moved.
Yeah, I moved a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you know. Well, what a tragic loss of life.
Moving
all
on.
The stars are here.
Yeah.
All the stars. But yeah, they have a marriage, and he's like, yeah, I don't want to marry that guy. He's really CERN. I don't want to be a Swiss miss to this Coco.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. You know, hear me out. And he's like, no, you got to go steady with Coco.
And, yeah, you gotta, you know, you see this river? A river might be really strong and wild, but it actually chills the fuck out. Down the bend over there.
Marries Coco.
Yeah. See, you're this part of the river. We need you to get down the river.
Yeah. See, this part of the river doesn't defy their father and does what the fuck they're told.
This part of the river mellows out, does its taxes, drives a Volvo.
Yeah. You know, this part of the river figures its life out.
Yeah, this early part of the river, you know, it was confused about which direction it wanted to go, and it was rough and rocky. The analogy's falling apart. Yeah. Really, you're just going to have to marry this stern son of a bitch.
This fucking barely faceless fucking person.
It's just, yeah, and, you know, that doesn't sit well with Neytiri, Nefarious, because, you know, she's got everything going for her. She's wild and free. She barely has a nose.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't expect you to say that, but yeah, I guess. That's
I mean,
true.
It was just something that really stuck out to me, is just how, like, faceless. I don't know. It's just a very interesting style for our Pandorans.
Navi.
That's it. Yeah, Pandorans would be a radio station.
It's almost like you're watching a completely different movie.
It was almost like this joke is just keeps getting better every time we do it. But yeah, you know, so she gets in the space canoe and ponders of it. You know, can't just. I mean, what's just around the riverbend? And I had to think, like, you know. You know, it's not very far from your house, dude. Like,
yeah, I'm sure you walked it at some point. I mean,
have you never been downstream?
Yeah, you didn't notice the huge drop there? Because it seems like just around the riverbed is danger. Danger.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah, you have two paths, and then she just, like, she takes the road less traveled by, like, Robert Frost style.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you track that son of a bitch down if he owes you money.
Yeah.
Never lend a 20 to poet laureate Robert Frost.
Never, never.
But yeah, she's got to take the rocky path to the talking tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nearly kills the fucking her raccoon and her hummingbird buddies.
Yeah, what they provide is levity.
Yeah, because everything on Pandora is very heavy.
Yeah, well, it's... Because it's the gravity pull that just brings you down.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's like, yeah, I've been having dreams. I don't marry Coco. And I have a dream of an arrow, and it just keeps spinning.
Yeah, she's talking to the life tree. Yeah, Grandmother Willow has this nightmare face, this tree does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because it starts out like, yeah, I didn't know if this was some sort of advanced hallucination, but other people interact with the tree.
Yeah, so I guess it's a real deal.
It's just a tree that is now probably some sort of parking lot of a Home Depot or something.
Probably. Wherever
Space Pandora in the 1600s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the east coast of Space New World.
I mean, Pandora, of course, we all know, colonized.
Yep. So. Yeah. Gotta get that sweet unobtainium. Giovanni Ribisi wants it.
Yeah, because you can't have it. It's in the name.
Yeah, it's completely unobtainium. And then it's just, otherwise, it's just obtainium.
It's just
tanium.
Then
what good is it?
Yeah. It's important because you can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not just a terrible name.
No, it's not like it's just a placement name for something that doesn't exist until we figure out what it is.
It's not like you just have a script and you're just like, we'll figure it out later,
yeah,
and then
you just roll with it. Yeah.
It's not lazy, because it's a visionary director. I mean, he made the water move in The Abyss.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, he sank the Titanic.
He did, and he'll sink your ship, too.
Yeah, he'll sink your entire life if you diss him.
Yeah.
He's all-seeing, all-knowing.
He doesn't feel pain
or
pity or remorse. He can't be bargained or reasoned with, and he absolutely will not stop until it's a hit blockbuster movie.
Yeah, until it makes $1 billion.
But yeah, the tree is like, you know, well, listen to your heart.
Mm-hmm. And Neftiri's just like, well, that's shitty advice. That doesn't tell me anything.
And then it's like, well, listen to your heart. You keep singing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why. But it's okay, because giant clouds appear. But those aren't giant clouds. Those are spaceships.
Space sails.
They capture solar wind.
Yeah. It's very bad stuff.
Yeah, it's
1604 AD, you see.
Yeah, and then they land and then are immediately like, all right, let's kill ourselves, the natives.
let's drop anchor and we declare this New Jamestown.
Cameronsville.
Yeah, that too. That'll be the other side of town.
Yeah, and get to work, boys. Two of you will be out here and we're going to build a fort. And the others start digging for unobtainium.
We want that sweet, sweet unobtainium. Because you see, Miles Quaritch is an idiot. Because he just thinks that unobtainium's just like 3 feet under the ground everywhere in Pandora.
Yeah, like it was just founded on it, like it's a rock bed of it.
Yeah, like it's actually fucking like, El Dorado or some shit.
Yeah, no. Now, El Dorado, you'd have to play like some thing with your hips.
Mm-hmm. And, also a really good movie.
That is such a banger of a movie.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
I think it... Did we see that in the theater?
I didn't. You might have.
Yeah, I might have, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Miguel Tullio, the horse.
Yep. Oh, man. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a shame we never got more of those.
I mean, I wonder if they made, like, if they did, but they were just straight to DVD fucking... I feel like that probably happened.
That's no fun.
I know, but that always happens. It's like Atlantis. Like, Atlantis has, technically it has a sequel, but it's a straight to DVD, like, not great, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want, I want, like, you know.
Well, yeah,
I like Atlantis, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did a show. There was an Atlantis show for, like, a season.
There was Stargate Atlantis.
That, too, yes.
The crossover between the two powerhouse franchises that we all know and
everybody
love.
Wanted it. You know, people demanded it.
Yeah, we want these two universes to mix.
We want Atlantis and Stargate Atlantis.
It's the crossover everyone knew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because if titles, if they share, that means they're...
Yeah, they gotta. That means they gotta meet.
You know, it's like Bulletproof Monk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mix of 50 Cent and Tony Shalhoub.
So just got that by the time you said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, Debbie Does Dallas with Dallas. It's like.
Yeah. What's Debbie from? The cupcakes, right?
Yeah.
The Nutty Buddies?
Exactly.
Little Debbie Dust Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
What? No, she just goes there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're out there. They're killing the natives. And they're like, oh, no, there's no natives here. There's no Na'vi.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell if there's a Na'vi because they'll just tell you to listen.
Yeah, and look around. If you see somebody that's not one of your guys, that's a Na'vi.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Jake comes ashore and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to go wander around a bit. Mm-hmm. Climb a tree or two.
Yeah, get my bearings in this new world called Pandora.
And he, climbs it and then, yeah, look at that. They have rocks here. Mm. What a world.
Trees and a beach? Huh.
Wow.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, he, like, totally, like, blows off the crew. They're trying to, like, procure the landing craft and make sure everything's fine. Fucks off onto a tree.
He's like, I'm going to do my own thing. Fuck you guys.
They're just like, I better climb this. Yeah. Wow, a rock.
And that's when the space raccoon, decides it wants to be real friendly and get some of that sweet, sweet hardtack that Jake Sully has in his bag.
Yeah, and he's like, here. And he feeds the space raccoon the hardtack, and yeah. Teeth like a steel trap.
Yeah, it just eats those fuckers.
Like 7 hardtack biscuits, which,
whew.
Good God.
Yeah.
You gotta have some water or something. They're very dry. It's mostly just flour that's been lightly dehydrated.
Yeah, it's meant to just exist forever on long voyages.
Yeah, I saw that MRE Steve eat some hardtack from the Civil War.
Yeah.
Because it was still good.
Yeah, it lasts forever. It really does. It's kind of ingenious. But yeah, you need to, like, dip it in water or alcohol.
Or, yeah, you know. It's like if Lampus bread wasn't magical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the tribe has a collective vision, and like, yep, there's the white people, because they're all blue.
Yeah,
you see,
blue cat people, the Na'vi.
Mm-hmm. Babidiba Budai. And like, yeah, here's the visions, because they got magic vision smoke.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, you mystic guy, what do you think? And he's like, yep, here they come.
Yep, we're fucked.
They're to kill us all for all of our unobtainium.
Yeah.
Like, what's that? Like, I don't know. I just tell the future. Yeah, what do you want me to do here?
Yeah, I just give you the information. I don't understand it.
It's all in the script.
Yeah. They want our unobtainium that we have not obtained.
Yeah. So, they're like, well, we better do something. Rally all the other nations that we have just defeated.
Yeah, that we have not killed in glorious peace.
Yeah, and we want peace, and we're willing to kill every man, woman, and child to obtain
exactly.
it.
Exactly. We want to declare peace when they're all dead.
Exactly. Yeah, bring them in, and we're going to take care of this once and for all, because they're all horrible.
Mm-hmm. We can't let this possibility of a place called Jamestown stand.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the raccoon meets up with the dog, who's getting a bath, because the dog is the most pampered thing on the entire ship.
Oh, yeah. Possibly in the entirety of Pandora. It's eating fucking cherries.
Yeah, you know how hard it is to get cherries?
Yeah. Eat cherries with a paw? I mean, that's a very talented dog.
Yeah, like with the pits and all, really.
Yeah.
The space pug. And, yeah, but it's okay. The raccoon steals it. And it's all a bit of a back and forth. It's all just hilarious bants, because we have the real serious topic here that James Cameron is really trying to get to the heart of.
Mm-hmm. It's whether raccoons have some... and pugs can be friends.
Yeah, that's the, the racial tensions between space raccoons and pugs. Known enemies.
Long-standing.
Like the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah, it's a long-standing vendetta between the two species.
Yeah, they do hate each other.
Yep.
Yeah. You ever have a pug and a raccoon? Don't keep them in the same room.
Nope.
Everyone says it.
Gotta separate them. One of them will fucking draw for his blood.
So, John is everyone breaks out into another song about how Bandora is for unobtainium,
mm-hmm.
and it's all over because the space Spanish found unobtainium elsewhere,
yeah,
on another planet. So this, it stands that everywhere here,
it's got to be chock full of this unobtainium.
Yeah,
and we should put a shovel in the ground, and there's just got to be unobtainium just like right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna have an unobtainium shower.
Ew.
Yeah. You know, I'll even show up Space James the First.
Space James.
Yeah, it's LeBron James. He's winner of the Space James.
Yeah.
And they made Space James. And John also sings, or Jake, sorry. John's his birth name. And he sings about how he, you know, loves adventure, loves killing people.
Yeah.
That's all he's really after. He wanted a land like this, free from people that he could kill.
Away from those pesky laws where they say, don't kill people. We're here. He can kill as many things as he wants.
Because, legally, not people.
Yeah. Well, legally, mm-hmm. there's no laws here.
Yeah. And, I mean, as the... Mm-hmm. Of this ship, he can do whatever he pleases. No, because he's not the captain. There isn't a captain of the ship. It seems like it's more of an autonomous unit that just
pretty
goes.
Much, yeah. Well, I guess Quaritch is the captain, right?
Maybe.
He's the one that orders him around.
Yeah.
So maybe
it doesn't seem like he'd be any good at it.
Well, he's just not good at anything, really.
No. But yeah, it's like everyone talks about Jake as though he's like, yeah, no, he's been all over the place, killed all kinds of things.
Yeah, won't shut the fuck up about it, but, he's still singing about it.
He's plucky, he's in good spirits, and, Nefiri is spying on him.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets the drop and almost just fucking lays into her at the gun, an ambush, you see.
Yeah, he's behind a waterfall, and then he jumps out, and then he's like, oh, my dear, it's a lady.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect them to have women.
What? Huh.
Huh.
This new
wow.
This planet is full of surprises.
What a country.
What a country.
And, as is often the case, when you meet someone, when you meet a woman and you charge at her from a waterfall with a gun, they immediately fall in love.
Yeah.
That's how I met my fiance. She was walking around, and I just charged at her from behind a waterfall, waving a 9mm. And, she was
love
just
at first sight.
Smitten. She just screamed her head off, and I was brandishing a firearm as I am wont to do.
Yep.
And, it's a whirlwind love affair.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and, no, she also causes a tidal wave of leaves.
Is that what happens?
I think. I don't know, man. I spaced out at the glory of the visuals.
Yeah, they are pretty impressive.
The visuals just, whoa. I can only imagine if you saw this in IMAX
in
3D.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because isn't, like, because she doesn't, at first he's trying to talk to her, and she's like, donde está la biblioteca? And he's like, I don't understand what that is. And then.
Space Spanish?
What? And eventually, yeah, that's right, because, like, the wind shows up, the magical wind shows up, and then she knows English.
Yeah, well, the wind is powerful.
Yeah.
There's power in that wind.
There's magic in that there wind.
Yeah, it's the, it's part of the Pandoran magic.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're in tune with the land, you see.
Ah, that's true, yeah.
And it gives you benefits like being able to understand English in, like, 30 seconds. It's like the Matrix. They just learn it.
Yeah, they just downloaded it. The wind lets you download information.
Yeah, it's, you know.
What an advanced, society.
Yeah, they're, you know, kind of turns it back because they're like, oh, yeah, you think you're, it's like, yeah, you know, I've killed a whole bunch of savages, you know, like you guys. He's like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean, we're savages? And he's like, oh, well, you know, when I mean savages, I don't mean, like, savages. I mean, like, savages, you know? It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, he tries to backpedal about how, you know, he just basically dissed them and their entire culture.
Yeah. And then, what happens after that?
Well, some of the Na'vi are spying on the mining operation, and they get caught, and they have a firefight.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, a little battle ensues, a skirmish.
Yeah,
somebody gets shot in the hip.
Yeah, some guy gets shot in the leg, and he lives, but I can't help but feel that he would probably die.
He probably does die, yeah. There's, like, two casualties in the movie.
Really? That guy died? I totally spaced it.
I mean, I said he probably died. I mean, because they, later on, when they're looking and inspecting him, they're just like, I don't fucking know what to do.
Hey, something bit him.
This Lieutenant Dan, something bit me. We gotta give him magic legs.
Yeah, and, so he gets shot. And, it's a rallying of the troops happens on both sides. It's like, they drew first blood, not us.
Yep, so we gotta strike now, strike fast, no mercy.
Yeah, well, Cobra Kai is is known throughout all circles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's okay.
You know, quick aside, what I noticed. So, Mel Gibson's voicing Jake Sully in this movie this time around, right? And he's supposed to be from normal England, but at no point does he do an English accent. In fact, nobody on that spaceship does an English accent.
Christian Bale kind of does.
Kind of does, yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, he'd be the closest to an action.
Like, well, what about that redheaded guy? That redheaded guy doesn't really, or maybe he does, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't really... This movie relies a lot on its visuals and doesn't have a lot going on for any of the characters outside of, like, three of them.
Yeah, that's true. But I noticed that about Mel Gibson voicing Jake Sully this time around. No English accent.
Yeah, well, not even an Australian one.
No.
And not a single tirade against the Jews. Yeah. What a great day for Mel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thought that joke would land better. It's okay. They have more awkward getting to know each other. Nefiri and Jake Sully, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All about flying on animals and the wind.
Yeah.
And the colors contained therein.
Looking at, like, how glorious the wind and the leaves are. Like, man, we gotta get somebody to do our lawn.
Yeah. Because... Yeah, have you seen it?
It's like the beginning of fall, it seems like. There's fucking leaves everywhere.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's that time of year at Pandora where all the crops are there. And
Oh, yeah, because isn't at one point Jake Sully's like, well, we're looking for unobtainium, and it's
space corn, which looks a lot like it. It's like, unobtainium, it's unobtainably yellow.
I think there's a mistranslation there. It's unobtainium, you know, like this. And he holds out a coin of unobtainium. She's like, well, we got none of that shit here.
We got corn. It's corn.
Corn.
It's a big knob of lumps. It's got the juice.
It's got, come on, eat it. Give it the beans.
I can't imagine a more beautiful thing.
It's fucking...
When I tried it with butter, everything changed.
Yeah. Roast it in the husk. It's delicious.
I mean, you know, put it in a soup.
Yeah.
Make tortillas.
Throw it in a microwave. Pop that shit.
Invent a microwave to pop your own corn.
I mean, it's Space 1604. They should have a microwave on that ship.
That's true. Yeah. Mm. Orville Redenbacher with his space popcorn.
You could pop it on Mars.
Yeah. Man, we never should have said Orville Redenbacher in space.
Damn it.
The national treasure, gone forever.
It's floating out there, popping the corn.
Glasses out there in the void of space.
Anybody want a corn?
But yeah, no, it's, you know, it's only been like, by my estimation, maybe 8 hours since the,
yeah,
everyone's arrived, but they've got a fort going, baby.
Oh yeah, they didn't stop working. You know,
you get a musical number, you two can make a fort.
Oh man, you do. If you put any sort of like work to a musical number while you're doing it, it makes the time just go much faster.
That's why I do all of my work to montages.
Yeah.
If you master the art of a montage,
like cut you can your master, day, like, you know, write it down in half.
Yeah, except unless you get out of control, and then your life uncontrollably montages.
then you age rapidly because you just live in your entire life as like a quick montage.
I mean, it's a horror story. It's happened, yeah. You know. Song sold its time. You get stuck in a montage and you can't get out of it. It's a horror movie waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I think we did just come up with a meta horror. No, I'm stuck in a montage.
Yeah.
This is aging to death. Anyway. But no, it's okay. Because Quaritch is like, oh, no, the natives, the reason they're being so cagey is because they're stockpiling all this unobtainium.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in their thatched roof cottages.
Yeah. They just got tons of this shit waiting for us to take it. It's practically stealing unobtainium from somebody else that has unobtainium.
It's like taking candy from a candy list or someone who has a... Shut up!
just listen to me. I'm in charge. I'm Governor Miles Quaritch. I have a pug.
And, you know, Nefiri misses her mom.
Yeah.
She got a magic... Well, it's not magic. It's just a necklace.
It's hard to discern what is and what is not magic in Pandora.
The world is magical.
Yeah.
And they're just in tune with it because we just rely too much on technology.
Yeah. I guess Neytiri can, like, not talk to animals, but it seems like animals follow her around everywhere.
Yeah, she has kind of a Disney princess vibe going where you can just talk and command animals. Yeah. I think that's just an inherent thing with all of them is that, like, it's once you reach that status.
Yeah, it's like a trait when you level up to Disney princess, you just can commune with wildlife.
It's a class. It's a class skill. Yeah, yeah, animal handling, talk to animals is just. Yeah, Disney princesses are part ranger.
That'd be funny. Yeah,
I mean Jasmine is. She commands a tiger.
That's true. Meg, what does Meg command? Cerberus? Doesn't she?
No.
Theory's falling apart now.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, like, Snow White commands all kinds of little critters.
Yeah. What other Disney?
Yeah, they're called dwarves. walked right into it!
Yeah. softballing in like that. What other Disney princesses are there? Now that I'm trying to think of
Alice.
What animals did she command?
The March Hare.
Okay. Fair.
Cheshire Cat.
I don't think she really commands the Cheshire Cat.
I mean, she doesn't really command the March Hare.
Yeah, so I guess it's not commands animals, it just associates with animals.
Don't most people associate with animals?
Technically, so it's a pretty broad category.
Associates with animals is, I have two cats at home. Do I associate with animals?
Yeah, technically. I don't know if you qualify as a Disney princess, though.
Bitch, I'm fabulous.
anyway, fucking back to Avatar.
Yep. They split up after the musical number. Like, yeah, we'll meet up here again at the tree. And they meet up at the tree. And Jake's like, holy shit, that tree can talk. And it's a sassy old lady.
Yeah, she's just giving him, basically just giving him shit, right? She's like, you know, what, don't you have talking trees over there in normal old England?
No, we cut her just down to make houses.
Yeah.
Burn it for firewood.
We got no time for magic in England.
There's historically no magic in England.
Never been any.
I cannot imagine there ever being magic in England.
No.
The thought of anything magical ever occurring in England is a farce.
Yeah, exactly. Anything magical even being associated with England.
Yeah, not going to happen. Has never happened. Should not ever happen.
Exactly.
But yeah, John meets the tree, freaked out by the tree. But the crew is like, hey, we should look for Jake. Our boy.
Yeah, our buddy, our fearless leader.
Our fearless second in command.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Our fearless first mate.
Fearless whatever the fuck position he holds.
He's just a hanger on. He just joined up.
It's like a democratic collective out there, man.
Yeah, he's the vice president of the ship.
And, the tree's like, oh no, other people, and trips them with vines and spanks them with the vines.
Yeah. Well, trips them with a root and then they fall over and then spanks them with vines, and then she's all like, yeah, these old vines still got, you know, enough fucking I don't know. She says something about her vines being able to smack people on the butt.
See, that tree's kinky.
That tree is, like, she's old, she's sassy, and she's into a lot of weird shit.
I mean, that's what happens when you're just stuck in one place.
Well, when you're basically... I wonder if she's, like, a cursed tree. She's just a spirit just trapped into a fucking tree.
No, man, it's just one of them magical trees. She's like Treebeard, but she can't move.
She calls, Neytiri calls her grandmother Willow, so I assumed it was her grandma that's in the tree.
No, I don't think that, because she says that she's been there for a while.
Well, been there since she died. That could have been a while ago.
God, you think they imprisoned their dead souls into trees?
Maybe she, you know, fucking ran afoul of a sassy shaman and got got bewitched fucking cursed to live a life like fucking Harold in Fallout 3.
Living your best afterlife in the tree form?
Yeah, yeah. You know, she's just looking on the bright side of life instead of just screaming, get me out of this fucking thing! Send me to the great beyond!
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they...
We gotta write James Cameron.
We do.
Ask him about Grandmother Willow.
they split up, though. They're like, we'll meet back here later. Mm-hmm. We have to go do stuff.
Well, don't they hear, like, the drums and fucking the Tiri's like, oh, that's the treble drums.
It's the drums of trouble.
It means there's trouble afoot. I gotta go check back in with my dad.
We were playing the Oboe of Peace, but now we have the drums of trouble. But soon later will be the panpipes of contentment. That might not be the drums of trouble. That might be a timpani drum, which is a slightly different, more of a general concern than trouble.
It's not full on trouble. It's like, you know, mid level. Let's hope we can hear the triangle of happiness.
We're advanced. We use different musical instruments that have a general mood.
To imply our moods, yeah.
Yeah.
The clarinet of weariness.
Everyone wake up. It's the trumpet of mourning.
It's the saxophone of satisfaction.
God. But as John gets back to Fort Kick-Ass.
Yeah, Fort fucking, yeah. Yeah.
Tom almost shoots him, and he's like, that's no way to shoot anybody. If you want to shoot somebody, have both your eyes open. That way you see twice as much.
Yeah.
This sounds insane.
It does. He doesn't give good advice, Jake Sully.
You know, not about, like, trigger discipline or whatever, but apparently it works, considering what happens to poor Coco.
Mm-hmm.
May he rest in peace.
Coco be dead soon.
Coco be dead. Yeah. I mean, you know. Coco puffs up his chest and then runs out.
Jesus.
I'm just a little cuckoo for Coco Puffs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got like kind of a forbidden love thing going on. We got like a Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, probably but lamer.
Yeah, without all that thumb biting that I've grown to love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You gotta love
I might
thumb.
Bite my thumb, but
do
not
you. Bite
you.
Your thumb at me, sir? No, I don't bite your thumb at you. That'd be a good one to do, like Romeo plus Juliet.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it. I feel like I would appreciate it more as an adult.
Yeah, we had to watch it in, like, English class, and I don't know. I always liked that movie because, like, I do like Baz Luhrmann movies.
Yeah, we could watch the Ethan Hawke Othello, where it's, like, in a modern... Was that one hit?
Or, I think...
He did Hamlet.
Yeah,
did,
Hamlet, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Othello was O, and it was about basketball.
Was there one?
With Mekhi Phifer.
Ah. Huh.
Yeah.
There's a really good, Julie Traynor did, she's done like three of them, but she did a really awesome one, of Richard III starring Ian McKellen. That is wicked. Mm. Yeah. I'd say Titus Andronicus, but that one's like really hardcore. I don't think anybody would want to watch that.
Yeah. At some point, we can try to do good old Bill Shakespeare.
Yeah, Wild Bill Shakespeare.
Billy Shakes.
Yep.
Yeah, so, but yeah, now that Jake has given such sage advice about shooting, where everyone's going to, like, gearing up for battle. Both sides are gonna fight. It's a real Sharks and Jets situation.
Yeah.
Except without dance fighting. And so John sneaks out and Tom follows him because Quaritch is just like, you have been a piss poor space sailor and a piss poor soldier.
Yeah, you're goddamn as close to a scallywag as I can fucking see.
You have no place in this new world for you.
No,
unless you do it.
Walk the plank
into shallow water.
break your neck.
And Defiri is like, has to go and hide, and her friend who had seen her hang out with Jake before is like, I'm not gonna cover for you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately narcs to Coco and his parrot.
Yeah.
His parrot. That parrot's still alive. Frankie. Coco Beware's parrot.
Oh yeah. That's well fucking
parrots live forever.
Yeah, parrots live.
Yeah.
Goddamn, a long time.
Who would have thought that the parrot would be like the large... Like, you watch some of those old wrestling, and you'd be like, God, the parrot outlived a lot of these people.
I know, right? That parrot is still going strong, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
I mean, considering all the drugs it did in the 80s.
I know, right? That parrot's seen some shit.
It's seen things you can't even imagine.
Yeah. If it could fully repeat stories, man, make your fucking head spin.
But yeah, she narcs to Coco,
mm-hmm,
of Bear, and they meet up though at the old tree. They're like, you know, we gotta do something to it. Only we can avert this war.
Yeah, only we can prevent forest fires.
And but first though, it's looking terrible as the dog fights the raccoon. Dogs are fighting raccoons out there. It's mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. The ancient feud is, you know, once again erupted.
It's a metaphor for our own lives.
Yeah. James Cameron, he's layers upon layers, you see.
Visionary director.
Yeah. It's like his naked lunch.
Yeah. I mean, you watch this, you watch True Lies, you really don't need to watch anything else. You get everything you need out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, hold on, let me show you this. And the tree dips a vine into the water. Like, see? Look at it.
It's water. Like, we don't
understand what you're talking about. Yeah, but it ripples.
Mm-hmm. See what I mean? No. Yeah? I don't get it. What are you talking about? It fucking...
You just start doing something small and then it has bigger fucking consequences. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, you're so dumb.
You're idiots. You're all fools. And they're like, well, fucking Jesus, Grandma Willa, you're harshing our buzz here. We're in love. We've gone dumb with love.
Yeah, and they have the big kiss. And then Coco is like, whoa, hey now. This isn't good. No, because, I mean, whoa is, he wouldn't say that. He's like, he'd be more stern. He's like, this is not cool.
Hey, what are you doing? I love her.
You And just at this point, Tom is just like, got one. And he shoots.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep, 2 points. And yeah, just strikes Coco down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just falls over just completely like, I mean, shoots him, of course. And just like, it is kind of funny because there's just no evidence. He just completely like.
He just despawns off the world like it's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like he just disappears, leaving only his loot.
Yep. It's just like, just glowy bones or something.
XP for Tom. Yeah, it's like, oh no, I have been shot.
Ah, tell my family that I. Yeah.
I was
here. Yeah.
But yeah. Thomas runs and John is captured and they're like, whoa, you killed Coco? We loved Coco. He told the best jokes out of anybody.
Yeah. And John's like, or Jake Sully's like, oh, damn. Yeah. He's captured by the Na'vi now.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you've brought dishonor on everyone. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Mm-hmm. We're going to kill him at sunrise.
Yeah, we could kill him earlier, but we feel like the dramatic
sunrise,
the lighting's better for
we can see. Everybody can, you know, see.
We'll have a big day of it.
Yeah, we'll have a meal, you know, kind of have a parade.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to war with the Pale Devil.
Yeah, Pale Devil is a nickname in high school. So yeah, she meets up with him again, captured, and like, man, it sucks that you're captured. If only there's something I could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bye. And at this point, I've become so overwhelmed with emotion about the movie that I spend a lot more time just looking at my phone. It's the only thing I can do to get away from the raw emotion that I'm feeling at that particular moment.
It's all evident on screen.
It's just, wow, I'm just blown away.
Mm-hmm. Made $1 billion this movie.
Tons of money.
Just piles of money.
And you know, when you see an achievement like that, you just gotta recognize real, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, there was a compass. Did we mention the space compass?
I don't think so. Fucking Jake Sully gave Neytiri his space compass because he was like, whenever you're sailing out there in space, you need to be able to
This will help you find your way home. But he doesn't actually adequately convey the concept of direction or what it does. It just helps you find your way home.
Mm-hmm.
So she just wanders aimlessly to the north for a long
time. She
ends up in
Space, Ohio.
Space, Massachusetts.
Space, Maine.
Space, Canada.
Space, Montreal.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Pardon moi.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But
she realizes that the spinning arrow of the compass, it's like the spinning arrow of her dream, you see. Layers on layers.
Yeah, well, and then she causes the compass to spin because she can create a magnetic field around herself. It's part of her power.
Yeah.
And then it points straight back to home, which I don't know why she needed. She already knew.
She knew where to go. She knew where it was.
She lives here, dude.
Yeah.
It's like putting on your GPS to go home from work.
It's like, just make sure I know the way.
Just, you know, it can update.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have another musical ditty about how they're both savages.
Yeah.
Like, both sides are
Everybody's
talking.
Everybody's savages.
Yep. And, but it's okay. Because Nefiri stops the nefarious execution. It's like, if you kill him, you're going to have to kill me. And so they kill them both.
The movie ends. It's a real downer.
It's a real downer ending.
Yeah, her father's just like, nope, not gonna. It's not going to deter me. I'm going to club you both to death.
Yep. Well, here we go.
Yep.
But no, that's not the.
No.
John stops a, or Jake stops a space bullet.
Yeah, that's because the space Virginia company, they descend out of the woods and they're like, hey, give us your fucking unobtainium. And,
hey, you get your damn hands off him.
Yeah, and when Jake Sully takes a space bullet for the space, or the Na'vi, Neytiri's dad, everybody's like, what an act of fucking self-sacrifice that was from the pale devil, Jake Sully.
And, yeah, and then they cheered on Miles Quaritch because they're like, wow, are we the bad guys here?
Are we the assholes? In our search for unobtainium, have we turned into the savages that we pronounce to be against?
That's really deep. And so after a grand total of like 3 days, they decide to pack it up and head on home.
Yeah, well, because you see the space bullet that severed Jake Sully's spine. He needs to go back to normal England for regular medical treatment.
It's a good thing he'll be able to get there real fast.
Yeah, like in like 4 weeks' time or something.
Mm-hmm.
He won't bleed out or nothing.
Nah, medical science is great. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the animals change sides. You know, the pug and the raccoon are together. And, but they're like, Nefiri, you should come with us. And she's like, no, my place is here. Mm-hmm. Until the sequel.
Yeah, until the yet-to-be-determined sequel. But I will forever love you, Jake Sully, until you return. And
yeah, until Space James Rolfe shows up.
Yeah.
The whole metaphor falls apart.
Yes, it does.
And they run after the boat and do the wave.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the Mexican jumping wave. No, the wave. Like they do the whole, like, the crowd wave.
Yeah.
But, no, it does, like, the wave. Because they have, she waxes on for saying hello, and then they wax off when they say goodbye.
Yeah.
And, yeah, ooh, what a.
What a film.
What a thing.
What a picture.
What a, wow, what a time to be.
Avatar, am I right?
What is up with, yeah, what a great, great thing. And then, you know, you get a big happy moment knowing that everyone involved there historically would live long, fruitful lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing bad ever happened to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, what did you have final thoughts about?
Oh, you know, it's... my final note was great music. That's really it. That's the biggest thing I took away from Avatar.
Great music. You just gave it like a good personality.
Yeah. You know, really looking for things to say there. But honestly, it really does have like solid the music in this actually, I think, is a highlight.
Yeah.
If I'm being entirely honest.
In the visual, like, it's all very visually appealing.
Yeah. There's just no point. It's fucking, there's nothing, there's no reason. There's no reason for any of this.
We just really needed something. Because, like, honestly, both of our leads are just so bland.
Yeah.
That I don't care if they're in love or not.
Well, they're so bland, and then everything that kind of surround, like the story surrounding them, is just so fucking dull. Like it doesn't, there's no reason for it to be, there's no hook, there's nothing to dig your teeth into. It just, it happens to happen, you know. It really,
yeah,
is. James Cameron made this to support a bunch of musical numbers, And while I support that thought, it doesn't carry the movie.
And what's the real, like, are we supposed to come away with, like, you know what was bad? Colonialism. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. It's fine. It's just not great. It's just dull.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say that it commits the worst sin that a movie could be, and it's just incredibly boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I don't think I'll be watching that again anytime soon.
No, me either. I'll listen to the songs again, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Avatar, 1995's James Cameron's Avatar.
Yeah, viewable wherever you get your movies.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
It's
anywhere.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Somewhere you get your movies. But yeah, gosh, what is next on the docket?
RoboCop.
Hell yeah. Mm. I'm excited. Get hype. But until then, I'm Devin.
I'm Dayton.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See ya.
Peace.